And I should add, I'm doing my best to get the lyrics accurate. I noticed I messed up with New Power Generation. I have to go back and correct that. There's at least once there was an error. And what I've been doing, just because of a lot of constraints on my being online, has been to go to this site for one, this particular site for lyrics, and grab them and post them. And I've been trying to go over them carefully and get them as accurate as possible. But there could be errors. I was reminded this of Prince himself. There was a in one of the interviews, the interviewer said, I guess I should just go, go to someplace and get the lyrics from a site. And he said, well, you got to be careful about that. There's a lot of errors. And the example he gave was really funny. He said, referring to oh no, I'm spacing out. Swollen head as usual. Anyway, the line is, how could I forget this? This is one of his huge hits from Purple Rain, which is like the only music I had for Prince for 30 years. I was laughing with my son because I was realizing, because he has a we're sort of playing Prince 24/7 now, and it's on random, or whatever that word is for random. And so various things pop up, and "I Will Die for You" popped up, and "I Would Die for You." And I realized that though I only had this one album, although our stereo got stolen, so I didn't even have that. It took not until decades later getting a computer, a laptop with, and my son giving me some MP3s that I expanded my little repertoire. But with only that one CD to occupy me, I managed not to fully grasp it, not to grasp much of it at all, which shows what a rich legacy Prince has given to us. And my point is that I had to fully listen to the words, because now I'm finally listening, and realize that they are completely amazing. They are completely prophetic, but with as with a lot of the songs on Purple Rain, they are quite cryptic. And I wonder now, did anyone ask him about that? Because in my case, I just danced, as I said to them. I didn't think, and that is a testament to the power of power's conditioning of us. It's conditioning of us not to think at all. Anyway, at least this gave me the opportunity. My digression allowed me to remember the name of the song, "When Doves Cry." He said that Prince, talking about how lyrics can be messed up, I think it's actually the opening line says, "Dig if you will this picture, you and I engaged in a kiss." He said that was put up as, "Dig if you will this picture of me, Marvin Gaye, and the kids." So we have to double check our lyrics as we post them. Turning now to Prudhomme, after a, and I'm going to continuously encourage folk to not let them get away with murdering Prince. Please, I mean, it's such an obvious murder, right? Keeping his body on hold until they could bring in a guy who has these prescription drugs on him from LA before they called the police. Give me a break. It could not be more obvious. There has been suppression of a murder here. And a murder in the making for decades. You can live with this. It wears you down, however, and it does kill you in various ways, depending on the intensity of the wave, the type of wave, the particular frequency, and the type of EMF. They've been playing with this forever. It's their obsession, figuring out how to kill us secretly. This is their preoccupation. Our preoccupation is love and making that live in the world. As Prince has said, love must rule us all, and not he alone. All the prophets of class have that same message. So please keep pressuring to whatever degree you can for exposure of the truth around the circumstances of this man's murder. Please.